Hey everybody, what's up? It's a Thursday, August 23rd. Getting ready to go into a Friday. At least we're done with school here where I'm at with our JAG program, Plymouth High School. So we're already getting ready to go into Friday. So it's good times, good feelings coming our way. It's been an exciting week so far for me. Actually just started putting stuff on a podcast platform, which has been exciting. I thought about it for a while. I started with a blog back during the summer, and I've just realized, you know what, there are different ways that maybe I can put some stuff out there that I do on a daily basis with our class, and maybe this upcoming winter and spring with basketball and baseball teams that might resonate with some people that might be kind of cool to put together. And so I enjoy that stuff, and so I figured, you know what, I should just do it. Because at the bottom line, I think a lot of people, especially myself, I mean, I'm talking to myself a little bit here too, but a lot of people want to say, hey, I want to get this done, I want to pursue that. I deal with it all the time in the classroom with kids saying they have dreams and they have all these ideas, but they don't take initiative to pursue it. And so, you know, at the bottom line, sometimes you just got to jump in. Not sure exactly where it's going to go, but hey, I'm on. We're going to see where this takes us. You know, it's a cool platform. Like right now, this is the first time I've done one just sitting here at my desk, drinking my pre-workout here, because I'm going to go work out here in a little bit. But just sitting here and able to talk and record my thoughts so that way somebody could be maybe impacted by it. So that's kind of what I'm doing here, just jumping in. Trying it out. It's not going to be pretty here at the beginning. I know it isn't, but the more I develop this, the more ideas I get, the more skilled I get at putting together different podcasts and understanding how this platform works, I know it's going to be improved. And so like anything, it's a process. It's something that we got to pursue diligently every day. Doesn't mean that right now I'm not trying to give my best, because I am. I'm trying to give my best, but I know it's going to get better. So I appreciate you if you're listening to this, whether it's, you know, sometime down the line or you're listening to it now. I appreciate you just listening, because it's always good to know that you're heard. Listening is a skill that's super needed in our world, so I appreciate you listening. But I want to kind of briefly talk about one thing I had on my mind. Today, as I take a sip of my pre-workout, I wanted to reference one thing, and I don't want to go into it in great length necessarily. I'm not sure exactly what I'll do with podcasts, whether I'll make them long or whether I'll make them, you know, 5-10 minute bursts, because I think there's a platform for each kind, for each length, depending on who wants to listen. But I was talking about leadership this past week with my classes, and today what I did was I took clips from movies and some TV shows, and they were usually a couple minutes at most, but we would watch them with the perspective of leadership in mind, and by watching them, they got to see things in action. And even a clip from Jack Black in School Rock, it's funny, it's hilarious, but you can actually see and say, oh, that's what we were talking about with this leadership. That's what we were talking about here in that lesson Mr. H had on delegating responsibility. So it was good to see. One clip brought up a good point that I've touched on, and I think I've touched on it almost every day this week, partially to drill it in my own head. But the being open. As a leader and just as people in general, it is so easy for us to be secluded and for us to put off people. I do it all the time. And so that's why I told the students, I got to tell myself to do this. And it's a struggle for me. It's a real big struggle for me, because I can easily just go off and do my own thing and put up a blind wall to everyone else around me and just go. But it takes effort to open more at times. Sometimes it's easy to be open, but most of the time it's hard to be open. But one easy little thing that we can do to be open is simply open up our hands, essentially. I was watching and learning from a public speaker, a world-class public speaker who's won events, and he was saying, you know what people do to close themselves off from others? Not show their hands. And so his point was, and I told the kids that, and I like it, is opening up your hands. If people can see the palms of your hands, they're naturally, I don't know what it is, but they're naturally going to be more open to hearing what you have to say, or listening to you, or following you as a leader. I don't know why that is, but psychologically, we are gravitated more towards those people who open their hands up and have their hands open. It doesn't mean you have your palms straight in a person's face, or you just have them facing out the entire time, but usually over the course of a conversation or speaking or coaching or doing whatever, if your palms can be seen and they're open, it's more receptive to other people. It's an easy thing to forget about. But if you look at some of the best speakers, some of the best coaches, and I've done this since I've been looking at it, it's like, wow, they do that. And, you know, for some people, I think it's just natural. It's just how they talk. They use their hands. They use it effectively. Other people, like myself, struggle with it. And you have to make it a constant reminder to yourself, hey, I need to open myself up here. I need to open up my palms, show my palms to the people I'm talking to, the people I'm around and instructing. Because that just is more welcoming. The other flip side of it is hands in the pockets. That is something that I do all the time. I don't want to necessarily be out with my arms flailing around, so I just put my hand in my pocket. It's an easy thing to do, and it's a comfort thing. It really is. For me, it's a comfort thing, and I need to always get my hands out of my pocket. And so I've been, every time I put my hands in my pocket recently, I've been, all right, come on, you got to get them out. You got to get them out. You got to show people your palms, show people your hands, and essentially kind of getting at just welcoming others in. Because if your hands are in your pockets, what that naturally does to people is it sets them off. It puts them off. It turns them off to who you are. It turns them off to your leadership. So if you're a leader, a coach, and your hands are always in your pocket, there's just something not necessarily negative, but not necessarily positive either, that goes along with that. And you're not really wanting to listen to what they have to say. Whatever they do say, you probably take it as a slight, or you take it as a negative, like they're just trying to get on you, and it's always degrading. I don't know why that is, but people who always have their hands in their pockets just naturally turn other people off. And we do that too. When we see somebody with their hands in their pockets, we are just, I don't want to listen to what they have to say. And I don't know why that is. I could probably go to a psychologist and I could get a better answer. But that is a huge thing that I've noticed in trying to actually implement that in my own life. It's not easy, but it's something that can naturally make me more receptive by others and invite others in. So I encourage you to think about that. We don't want to put people off when we're trying to introduce ourselves, especially if we're in a new situation, we're trying to get a new job, we're on a new team, we're trying to make a good impression with somebody we've never met before. By having our hands always in our pockets, it doesn't give that good impression off. It kind of puts up a force field between us and the person, or the group, or the people. So I just want to reference that real quickly, that if we're going to be more inviting and opening to other people, we're going to show that we care about other people and that we want others to listen and follow us, we should probably open up our hands, show people our palms. Doesn't mean, again, all the time. There certainly is a time where you can put your hand in your pocket. I'm not saying they can never go in your pocket. We have pockets for a reason, unless we want to put pant companies out of business. But we have to make conscious efforts to make sure people are safe around us, that want to hear what we have to say. And it's challenged me to think of, well, maybe if students I'm teaching, or people I'm talking to, or guys I'm coaching aren't responding, am I doing something with my hands, with the way I'm positioning my arms, that is putting them off? You know, we could probably go into a whole long list of body language issues and things that, you know, turn people on essentially to what you have to say and want to follow you, and the negative ones as well. But that is a thing that, you know, it makes a huge impact, and we do it without even thinking. We act on it in terms of seeing what other people do with their hands in their pockets or hands open naturally. We don't put any thought into it. It's just a mind thing that opens us up to being receptive to others or not. So that is something I've been contemplating a lot and thinking about and trying to make a conscious effort too. Even if I just have to rest my arm or hand on my belt loop or something, just so it's not fully in my pocket, that is, I think, been better than just hands in pockets, standing or walking or talking. Because I want to be more receptive. I really want to be more open. And even now, just talking on this podcast, I think I've used my hands more in the last 10 minutes than I have sometimes in a whole 2 minutes of my life. You know, it's amazing once you start thinking about something, you start doing it more and more. And hopefully this becomes a conscious effort and a habit, because that's the goal of anything good. You want to build it up to be a habit, not something you naturally are always thinking about and having to react to. Just, it's a habit. But hopefully this becomes a habit and I improve what I can do for other people by doing this. You know, I think a lot of people have great skills and talents to give, and I think I do too. But I don't want to close off other people from experiencing the things I have to offer because they don't even want to talk to me or listen to me from the very beginning. And so, you know, you could use this if you're going to talk to a new person in your group or talk to somebody, you know, maybe you're interested in. And I'm sure if you're a guy and you want to talk to some girl, little tip, don't put your hands in your pockets, because that shows you, you know, kind of inwardly drawn. You maybe care a little more about yourself. So how we use our hands makes a huge difference in who wants to follow us and who wants to ignore us and essentially block us off. So open up the palms, show people your palms as you're talking. Limit the hands in the pockets, because that little offsetting thing makes a huge difference. I mentioned at the beginning how we were watching videos and clips from movies today in our JAG class. And one of the clips was from the movie Jobs with Steve Jobs. And it was a clip where Steve Jobs went back to Apple after he had been let go. And he was doing some work with some of the guys who were real excited that he was going to be coming back potentially. And he was just emphasizing, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I don't care about the budget. I don't care what has to be done, but we're going to make a great product because that's what I'm about. And the supervisor walked in. Jeff was his name. I cannot remember his last name, but Jeff. That's an offsetting name to begin with. But Jeff walked in, and I'm sure this is how the movie people put it together, and the directors did an outstanding job, or the actor did, if he naturally did this. But within the first 3 seconds, I kid you not, in this clip of him being in the scene, he had his hands in his pockets in front of everybody. And his hands just went in his pockets as he was about to like talk to everybody. And instantly, the mood just dropped. Everyone kind of went silent. That's the power of not just his title, but the power of the hands going in his pockets. It probably made the workers a little more fearful of speaking up or doing anything. Certainly, he was a boss, but he also didn't welcome them in. He didn't engage with them. His hands went in his pockets. That disengaged them and said, "Hey, lay off of me. I want to create a clear separation between you and me." And he pushed them away because of that. And so I thought it was very interesting, and I had a student point that out because they were like, hands. I was like, yes, I'm glad you beat me to it, because I was going to bring it up, because it is so offsetting from a leadership perspective if you have your hands in your pockets all the time. It pushes people away. And I mean, he could have been a nice guy. I mean, I hope people think I'm a nice guy, that I don't have any bad intentions for anybody. But I can certainly say that if all I did was put my hands in my pockets, I could see how naturally I would block people off, even though I didn't mean to. But naturally I would, just playing the mind game. So taking some points from that this week, that has been something that has been ongoing. I've been loving doing this leadership course and program. I had a great time over the summer putting this together. It was something that took time, And while it's not perfect yet, I know I'm going to be making improvements on it, or maybe venturing off in a different area based on stuff that I've talked about in this series and put together in this series. But I think it's going to be great to go through and just talking it out every day, researching some of this stuff, reading what other great leadership experts have to say is only going to help me become a better leader. And so while I'm technically in this class the teacher, I'm also the student who is talking and learning at the same time, if that is possible. The things I say to my students, I'm literally almost saying it to myself to remind myself. And so that's been a good reminder for me as well with a leader that, you know, if I'm going to tell other people to do something, I'm also trying to help myself learn to do it as well. And I think that's hopefully made myself a little more receptive to the students. But a lot of great things going on in class this week. And I just wanted to point out the fact of how you present your hands can make a difference in your acceptance or not being accepted in your conversations, impressions by people. So been really good to touch on that. We'll see what happens the rest of this week. I'm not sure what I'll do in terms of posting any podcasts, but I appreciate, again, you just listening wherever, whenever, however, whether it's phone, in your car. It makes a huge difference to me, and I appreciate that. And I also, again, also appreciate the fact that I'm not going to be as good as I am in the future at podcasting. I'm definitely going to be improving as I figure out how to work things, but it's an awesome way to, I know, connect with people who maybe I don't get the chance to meet and don't get the chance to maybe make an impact on. But I appreciate the fact that you're willing to give me a listen. So if you have any questions, always feel free to hit me up on my Twitter. That's at Stephen Havermale, last name Hovermale. You can also go look at my blog and website. That's www.stephenhavermale.com. Again, that's something I've been doing for a little while, but I think as I go on and more, I'll be able to figure out how to make things better and how to do things that are liked by other people, essentially that are better for people to access. So that's only going to be growing and getting better and better. I'm a one man building crew, so I can only do so much, but I hope to make it better and more enjoyable for you. You can also check me out on some of the Snapchat, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, all those sources. Just type in my name, you will find me. Just trying to be more open and use those platforms that we have today in a positive manner. So, bottom line. I've been rambling, which is probably a good idea for me to have a podcast, though, because then I can ramble a little bit. Some of it might make sense, but hopefully one little piece does. But have a great rest of your day. I'm going to finish the rest of this pre-workout. I got my lit, so finish the rest of this pre-workout and go have an awesome workout, and let's get after it, because every day is a good day to get better. Every day is a good day to grow and develop. You have the opportunity every day. Take advantage of it. Peace out.